let's read our
today's
scripture. It's in book of Luke, chapter 14.
这是跟上周同样的经文。好，让我们一起来攻读。如果翻到的话，预备，请。有许多人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：“人到我这里来，若不胜过爱甚至妻子儿女，而且就不透做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我，你不能做我的门徒。你们哪一个要盖一座城，不先坐下计算花费，能盖成不盖成呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话说，这人开了工，却是不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去敌那领万兵的来攻他的吗？若是不能，就趁着敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和喜的条款。这样，你们无论何人，若不撇下一切所有，就不能做我的门徒。言本来是好的，若不是为，怎么可能在心里？都用在田里或堆在粪里都不合适，只好丢在外面，有耳可听的就应当听。好，上周我与大家分享过做主门徒的考验，可能很多人都还记得。
So last week we talked about all the tests of being a disciple.
那我们都知道神的心意不是要我们光是来成为来参加聚会的门徒，而是呼召我们成来侍奉他的信徒。
So, because God wants us not only believers, but disciples.
而且一个教会能不能兴旺，并不决定于参加聚会的信徒有多少，而是委身服事的门徒有多少。
So, the well-being of a church does not depend on how many people are attending the Sunday service, but how many true disciples there are.
所以当我们有更多委身的门徒愿意遵行神的吩咐到普天下去传福音，我相信我们教会也会得到大大复兴的。
So I believe if many disciples obey God and preach the gospel, I believe the church grows.
所以上礼拜我们跟大家分享过做主门徒的代价啊，或者是考验。
So we talk about the price we need to pay or the test of being a disciple last week.
我们可能都还有一些的印象。
Maybe we still have some memory about that.
有三方面，对神啊，要爱主胜过任何人；对自己，要背着十字架来跟从主。然后对外呢，对世界而言，要撇下一切所有的。
So three things we're talking about: towards God, love Lord more than everyone; towards yourself, carry the cross and follow Him; and towards the world, give up everything you have.
但各位请注意，我们不要以为说我们只要通过这些考验，或是付出这代价，我们就自然而然可以成为一个很好的门徒了。
But don't think by doing all these three things you can become a good disciple.
就像假如我们通过考验付出代价来申请学校或者寻找工作最后你被录取了，你可以来到你期待的美国的名校来留学，或者是进入你梦寐以求的公司上班，这不代表你从此就高枕无忧心想事成，你还是要不断长进，要不停的努力最后才能够顺利毕业或是完成任务的。
Just it's the same like if you're trying hard to get into a college or apply for a job. Finally, you got accepted, but it doesn't mean everything will go smoothly. You still need to work hard to graduate or to accomplish something at work.
同样的，做主门徒仍需要不断的长进。
The same thing also as disciples of Lord, we need to keep improving ourselves.
这就是为什么我们在这段经节当中，我们明明是讲到做主门徒的代价或是考验，但是又插入了一些好像跟做主门徒代价似乎没有直接相干的话题。
So that's why the scripture we're reading is talk about the test and the faith and the price to pay, but also it mentions something seems out of place.
好像之间没有什么特别关联的这教导如同盖一座楼要考虑盖能盖成不盖成要打仗为什么还要这个投降或是和解，那要做盐会不会失去盐味，这个让人越搞越糊涂。
So such as they put something like building a tower, you need to estimate the cost. Before fighting a war, you need to sit down and then see if you can fight or ask for term of peace. And also as salt, if you will lose its saltiness or not.
但后来我才明白说，原来这些做就是做主门徒能够继续长进的要素。
But later on, I realized those are the element to make us grow.
那以下有三方面跟大家一起来分享。
And there are three areas I like to discuss with you.
首先是要向上建造，要建盖楼房。
So the first one is build upward, like building a tower.
我们一起来读二十八到三十节，好吗
？Let's read 28 through 30.
备，请。
Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to accomplish? For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him.
好，这里呢，虽然我们主要是在提醒基督徒，我们要评估我们的侍奉能力。然而，这里有另外也有一个属灵的含义，就是我们作为主的门徒，他的灵命必须要长进，不能够停滞不前。
So here is not only remind us that when we do things, we need to do within our capability, but also remind us that as a disciple, our spiritual life needs to be growing.
因为我们都知道不进则退的道理。
So we all know if you're not moving forward, you're moving backward.
任何东西如果不成长，就会渐渐的衰败、衰退。
And if you don't grow, you go backwards.
而成长的现象呢，之一。我们可以看见的就是要不断的向上建造。
So that's why when we can tell we're growing or not if we can see if we're still building up or not.
那我们要向上建造，首先我们明白你所建造的材料是什么。
So to build up, we need to know what kind of materials we're using.
在哥林多前书三章第十到十五节，那有告诉我们建造的方法。
So 1 Corinthians 3:10-15.
让我们一起来。如果你的眼睛够好，请你读大声一点，好吗
？Let's read together. If you can read loud, you can read as loud as possible.
请。
God given, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw.His work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If he has built, survives, he will receive his reward. If it burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flame.
简单的说，这里讲到我们建造的方式，其实简单就有两种，一种是草木和结，一种是金银宝石的建造。
So here our materials are two categories, gold, silver, and costly stones, or wood, hay, or straw.
那一种是很谨慎、很严谨的态度，一种是随随便便。
So one is being very careful, the other one is being careless.
那都是建造，你只要建造，你将来我们都得救了。
So as long as you're building, you'll be saved.
不过呢，有一种是你虽然得救，不过全部都烧光光了，因为经不起试验，还是得救，可是呢，什么都没有。
But however you're saved, but there's one scenario like whatever you have built that is burned up.
所以我们都知道信耶稣很好啊，哈。但是当你听到福音蒙恩得救之后，保证你可以上天堂的。
So of course we know it's great to believe in Jesus because as soon as you receive the gospel, accept the saving grace, you will go to heaven.
那你再想想看，如果上天堂大家都穿礼服，结果你被刷光光，哇，那你是什么都没有，你是不是在那很羞愧啊？
So just imagine everybody was dressed up in suits in the heaven, and then your clothes got burned up. Isn't that embarrassing?
所以不要忘记，基督徒呢，还需要经历得救，还有得胜，将来得赏的这个过程。
And don't forget the processes. Being Christian, we have sanctification, justification, and glorification. Three processes.
所以我相信，我们没有人愿意落在那一种仅仅得救就没有赏赐的光景。
So I believe no one wants to suffer loss and just only be saved without reward.
因此我们都要谨慎的起来建造。
So that's why we need to build with care.
而所建造的材料就会直接的影响我们建造的成果。
And also the building materials will determine the quality of our building.
那我们刚才读到了这两类的材料，一个是贵重的，如同金银宝石；另一类是卑贱的，如同草木禾秸。
So as the two materials we talk about, one is expensive, like gold, silver, and costly stones. The other one is cheap, like wood, hay, and straw.
那具体的来说，前者是一种认认真真的态度， 那后者是随随便便的态度。
So we can see the former attitude is being very careful and the latter is careless.
那你可以知道说你每天自己在建造的光景怎么样呢？
So how are you building?
你可以问你自己，你每天有固定的灵修祷告而得到灵粮供应吗？
So you can ask yourself, do you have time to do Bible study every morning and receive spiritual food?
你对人的爱心有比以前更多吗？
Towards other people, do you love them more?
你操练过得胜生活，你越来越喜乐吗？
Do you have more and more joyful life?
你越侍奉主越甘甜吗？
And the more you serve, the more sweetness you feel.
你对灵魂的负担有比以前越来越强吗？
And do you have burden on your heart more than before?
你对神的奉献，对教会的这个金钱的摆上，有比以前越来越多吗？
And then do you have more offerings this year than last?
好，这些数据都能够看出我们是否成长的指标。
And those are all the statistics in showing us if we're growing or not.
我们自己都要建造，而且呢，我们不但自己建造，我们弟兄姐妹之间，我们也要彼此建造。
So other than build ourselves up, we also need to build each other up.
可惜很多时候呢，我们只看到教会一些弟兄姐妹不但没有彼此建造，甚至还彼此拆毁，失去见证。
But sadly, many churches instead of building each other up, they tear each other down.
不但失去见证，还羞辱主的名。
And then in doing so, we lose our testimony and bring shame to the Lord.
所以我们要思考检讨，我们是不是说出去的话有没有建造我的弟兄或我的姐妹。
So that's why we have to examine ourselves. The word we say, there are they building up, there are they tearing down.
我们必须承认我们自己的牙齿都咬到舌头。有没有人自己有没有被自己的牙齿咬到舌头的经验？
And then sometimes, you know, we...bite our own tongue through our teeth. Anybody have such experience?
我们必须承认我们家里的成员有时候我们会有一些的一些意见不同。
And also we have to admit there are sometimes within our family we have disagreement.
但是我们要彼此建造。
But we need to build each other up.
每一次我们在服事当中，我们不要去埋怨或是比较。
So every time during our serviceDo not complain and do not compare.
夫妻之间也是如此。
Same as couples.
假如妻子的灵命比较好，你就不要埋怨或是打击丈夫，不追求，要多多鼓励，鼓励你的丈夫。
So if wife have a stronger spiritual life, don't blame your husband, but encourage him.
例如你对他说，哇，你早上起来读经的姿势好帅啊。
You can encourage him like, oh, you look so handsome when you're reading your Bible.
或者对他说，哇，你为我祷告。的感觉让我觉得很有安全感。
So I feel so safe when you pray for me.
那假如妻子比你软弱呢？同样你也要如此建造。
And also if wife has weaker spiritual life, you need to build your wife up too.
那不要误会哈，建造不仅仅是在言语上的鼓励，也要在行动上的付出。
And don't think building up is only through words, but also through actions.
例如做丈夫的如果期待妻子每天晚上都可以一起在睡觉前跟你一起祷告
so,
一起读经
So if husband you want your wife to pray with you to read Bible with you before going to bed
那你就多应该体谅妻子平常的辛劳可能在下班时候先帮忙照顾小孩然后饭后再帮忙洗碗筷妻子剩下的时间就可以与你一同读经祷告了。
So you need to understand how busy your wife is, so you can take care of the kids, helping her to take care of the kids, and doing dishes after dinner, so she will have more free time to read and study
with you. 所以这样才是叫做彼此建造。
So that's called helping each other and building each other up.
我们都需要努力的建造，才能使我们的灵命更加长进。
So we need to do that in order for our spiritual life to improve.
但你要相信，你只要靠着神的大能，就不要担心说你达不到这个建造的目标。
So, just be sure that if you, based on the power of God, you will reach your goal.
因为建造完全不是因为我们个人的努力与功劳。
Because, grow our spiritual life.It's not depends on us.
你会发现原来是神 自己在建造，而我们只是与他一起同工而已。
So later on, you realize it's God is doing the work. We are just working with Him.
诗篇一百二十七篇第一节这样说。
So Psalms 127 says.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain.
好，更具体的说，其实建造并不是说我们孤单的、那么辛苦的努力啊，去完成什么任务。其实我们没有那个能力，也没有那么伟大。
So don't think that building something is that we labor and we try hard, we can accomplish something. No, it's not the case.
其实是神怜悯我们，邀请我们与他一同建造。
But because of the grace of God, and He showed us mercy, and He asked us to build together with Him.
主要是神自己亲自在建造，我们只是在参与而已。
And mostly, God is the builder, and we are just participants.
而且更重要的是，你会发现。原来不是我们在建造，而是我们被建造。
And also, you will realize that it's not we are, building something, but in fact, it's we are being built.
在彼得前书第二章第五节这样说。
So First Peter 2:5 says.
好，我们一起来读彼得前书二章第五节，预备，请。
You're also like living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
好，另外在以弗所书二章第十节也这样说。
Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以我们根据这两节，我们发现说，原来我们都是在一个建造的过程，是被上帝在建造的。
So through this two scriptures reading, we can realize that we're all in the process of being built by God.
所以我们如果每个拿一个牌子，我说施工中哈，我正在被建造啊，施工中的作品。
So it's like we're holding a sign that being built in process.
要努力达到成圣的目标，哈，与完成上帝的目的。
To work hard to be more holy and to be able to finish what God asks us to do.
这就是我们不断的往上建造。
That's why we need to continually building up.
那第二部分呢是要向前迈进，也就是出去打仗。
And second one is moving forward. It's like fighting a war.
第二十七节好，二十八节开始就提到说啊，或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，又开始等等等。那这里讲到说，做主门徒的灵命不但要向上建造，也要向前迈进，就好比出去对外打仗一样。
So here is talk about as disciples, we not only need to move upward, but also forward. It's just like going to battle.
那打仗我们都知道，要全力以赴的，即使面对打败仗的这个困难，我们要勇敢的去奋战。
So we all know that in front of the war, we need to be brave. However, there's victory and defeat in battle, but when we all need to be brave and fight.
Yeah, 这因为打仗，这是很不容易的一个跨越，因为谁都愿意过安舒的生活，不想出去打仗。
Because it's really a leap of faith. Nobody wants to fight, but everybody wants a comfortable life.
我们看见许多人愿意参加反战组织，因为战争实在是太可怕了。
That's why we see so many people are in an anti-war organization.
我就常常看见许多美国人在街头高举这种标语来示威抗议反对战争。
So we can see sometimes many people holding banners protesting war on the street.
我们看见北韩的领袖一直在挑衅美国来发动战争，但是战争发动了，真能解决问题吗？
So we can North Korea are provoking us, trying to fight with us. But do you think when war start, it's going to solve the problem?
我们看见我们两岸的同胞也是一样，无论你是来自中国大陆或是来自台湾，有谁希望中共以武力犯台，然后同胞彼此自相残杀呢？
So also, you know, we come from some brothers and sisters from mainland China and some from Taiwan. Who wants to see those two fighting with each other?
所以战争真的是很可怕的，我自己也是反对战争的。
So war is terrible and I'm anti-war.
然而我们知道世上的战争可能可以避免，但是有一场战役 却是无法逃避的。
But we all know even all the wars in the world can be avoided. There is one unavoidable.
那就是属灵的征战。
And that is spiritual warfare.
在以弗所书六章十二节那里告诉我们。
So Ephesians 6:12 says.
让我们一起来读预备琴。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
好，我们反观今天教会的一个奇怪的现象，就是为什么很许多人在教会明明是热心侍奉，但是反而却造成极大的挫败感。
So look back today, many churches, why there are so many people that are eager to serve, but feeling frustrated.
那在教会肢体之间彼此好像会受到伤害，这理论上是不应该的。
So it's like we're hurting each other. In theory, it shouldn't happen.
但这个我们也可以理解。
But that's understandable.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为就像好像我们要去打仗，我们手上握有最先进的、最危险的这个武器，但是呢，我们可以去消灭敌人，得胜仇敌。偏偏我们不拿去前方与敌人征战，而放在家里，造成误伤自己人。
So it's just like we have advanced weapon to defeat enemies, but instead of bringing them out to fight with enemies, we keep them inside, accidentally hurting ourselves.
这就是为什么很多这些反对拥枪的，因为他们认为很多枪支就是自己在这里伤了自己的家人。
So that's why there are a lot of anti-gun group because there have so many accident happens and hurting family members.
好，照理说我们犯这样的错误是应该可以去避免造成的。
So think about those mistakes we can avoid.
方法呢，就是我们要转移目标，不要与属血气的人征战，而是要与属灵气的撒旦征战。
So the way we can do is we need to turn our focus to Satan to fight with him, not to fight with the flesh and blood.
那最有效的方法就是推动宣教。
The most effective way is to go out and to preach the gospel.
难怪许多教会牧者他们在分享，当他们教会推动宣教的时候，教会内部的纷争自然就迎刃而解了。
So no wonder many pastors are sharing their experience. As soon as they go out and preach the gospel, the conflict within their church disappeared.
Yeah, 我非常的同意，因为我过去服侍的教会也有相同的经历。
And I agree because we have such experience in the past too.
好，既然宣教象征我们出去与撒旦征战，那你也许会问。刚刚我们所读的经文说求和喜的条款，是不是说我们敌不过撒旦，我们就向他这个投降或是向他妥协呢？
So as we are fighting with Satan, you may ask me if the Bible says ask terms of peace, it means like if we cannot fight him, we should surrender.
其实不是的，而是提醒我们在征战当中，我们不但需要有远见跟勇气，更重要是我们要智慧，不要愚昧的过于轻敌而遭到失败。
No, but it means we not only need courage in battle, we also need wisdom, and don't fight without thinking.
Yeah, 宁愿在事前想尽办法来避免，而不要到了到头来失败了才在那悔恨。
And then we rather think ahead and be successful than not thinking and be defeated.
其实我们根本不需要担心我们会失败，因为神已经应许我们必定得胜了。
So we actually don't need to worry about being defeated because God already promised us victory.
我们的这个古书也教导我们邪不胜胜，是不是？那圣经也告诉我们说，感谢神常率领我们在什么？基督里夸胜啊。
So in Bible it says, but thank be to God who always lead us in triumphal procession in Christ.
所以理论上我们不可能战败的。
So in theory, we are not supposed to be defeated.
那问题是我们为什么会战败？刚刚已经讲出来了，我们没有善用这个武器。
So sometimes why we're defeated? Because we have not used our weapon properly.
那还有一个关键因素就是我们不能够得胜的关键是在于你站在哪一边。
And also another factor we cannot win is which side you're on.
林肯总统当年在南北战争的时候，他面对一个极大的困难，他的属下有一次就问他说，我不知道上帝是站在我们这一边还是站在对方那一边。
So during the Civil War, when Lincoln was facing great difficulties, someone asked him, I was wondering if God is on our side or is on the other side.
那林肯总统呢，他就回答说，他说上帝站在哪一边不重要，重要的是我们是否站在上帝那边。
But Lincoln answered, it's not important which side God is on, it's important that if we are on God's side.
同样的，我们也必须要经常问我们自己，我们是否一直都站在上帝那一边呢？
So we need to ask ourselves if we are on God's side.
假如你所做的一切不是按着神的心意，无论你付出再多再大的代价跟牺牲，你可能都不是跟上帝同一战线的。
So if everything you do is not according to God's will, doesn't matter how many sacrifices you make, it's in vain.
所以许多人一厢情愿，哦，爱主，他用他的方法来爱主，结果造成教会很多的困扰。你认为他是站在上帝这一边吗？
So sometimes people thinking, oh, I love God, I do things for him, but it causes confusion. But do you think he's on God's side?
又例如那些开飞机去撞大楼害死许多人的那些恐怖分子，他们认为自己是勇敢的为上帝牺牲性命，这是至高的荣誉，甚至临死之前一点都不后悔。那请问你认为他跟那位深爱世人的上帝是站在同一边吗？
And also just like those 9/11 terrorists who drove the plane into Twin Towers and then thinking they're by doing so they're serving God, but do you believe they're on the same side of our loving God?
神的心意乃是深爱世人，所以他才会派遣我们去普世传福音。
So God loves the world, that's why he sent us out to preach the gospel.
所以请注意，这里讲到说去使万民做主的门徒，这是主的命令，这不是一个选择哦。
So make sure that pay attention here to God said to make disciples of all nations, it'sA command, not a choice.
耶稣对我们说，你们去，不是叫他们来。
So Jesus said, go out, not ask us to call them in.
所以一个健康的教会不但是要对内的彼此相爱的见证，更重要的是要对外的有普世宣教的行动，两者都要平衡。
So as a healthy church, other than testimony of love, we also need the action of going out. Those two actions need to be balanced.
你在教会里面光是彼此相爱，只能让世人看见这个美好见证，同意有神，而出去宣教才能够真正让世人认识基督而得到救恩。
So the testimonies of love can make people see the beauty of God's existence, butthe testimony of gospel can make people know Jesus and be saved.
许多人知道我过去有职堂的经验。
Many people know I have experience of establishing churches in the past.
其实那是要感谢神，因为神把我摆在一个看重宣教与职堂的教会。
But that's thanks to be God because he put me in the church that really focused on spreading the gospel.
并且与一群有相同看见的弟兄姐妹一起服事。
And also we have a group of God-loving brothers and sisters have similar-minded and working together.
那他们愿意脱离舒适区，带着牺牲奉献的心神到前方征战。
And they are willing to walk outside their comfort zone and to fight.
于是我们就知道终于成功的职场为主打一场属灵的胜仗。
And then we finally succeeded in setting up a church, and we won the spiritual battle.
那除此之外，当时的教会呢，也不定期的成立这个短宣队伍，到附近的查经班或是弱小的教会服事。
And also, other than that, we also periodically send out missionary teams to help with Bible study and smaller churches.
那每一次呢，我都会提醒这些短宣的队伍。能够出去宣教并不是因为我们比别人优秀可以去帮助别人，而是神的恩典让我们有幸被赋予这个福音特使的权柄出去为主征战。
So every time I gather everyone and telling them that We're going out to helping others. It's not because how outstanding we are, but because God gave us the right and the grace to fight for him.
我们能够出去宣教，绝对不是因为我们比别人优秀，同不同意？
So we can go out and preach the gospel not because we're outstanding, we're better than others.
而是神给我们恩典与机会，让我们有这样的权柄可以出去为主征战啊。
But as God gave us special grace so that we can go out and fight for him.
所以亲爱弟兄姐妹，不要以为说宣教有什么啊这个困难啊，或是说好像离我们很遥远，其实并不是我们想象的那么难。
So don't think preaching the gospel and go out is so hard and it's so far away from us.
我们希望我们教会成为一个宣教的教会，但我们觉得说我们永远好像都达不到那个目标。
So we want our church to be a missionary church, but it feels like that goal can never be reached.
其实不对的，因为我们可以从宣教为宣教的祷告跟奉献开始。
But that's not so. We can start with our prayers and our offering.
这些其实我们都已经在做了。
Which we're already doing.
我们每一次为宣教士的奉献不但是达到目标，而且都超过的。
So every time when we have offerings for the missionary,
我们也常常有对宣教事工的一些报告，甚至邀请宣教士到我们当中来分享。
And also we invite those missionaries come to our church and share with us.
那我们也要好好的预备我们的心，直到时机成熟，我们也可以差派人出去了。
So by doing so, we'll prepare our hearts. When the time is right, we can send people out.
最后一个是向内的茁壮，也是保持原位。
So the third one is thrive inward, keeping its saltiness.
让我们读34到35节。
Let's read.
预备，请。
Salt is good, but if it loses saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It's thrown out. He who has ear to hear, let him hear.
好，我们知道在中东的这个地区呢，他们用那个岩石岩块，那用久了就没有味道，不能再咸，就没有用处了，只能丢到外面任人践踏。
So we know in the Middle East people use salt rocks. After a while it loses saltiness and it becomes useless and got thrown out.
那盐的功能是在做调和的，所以有了盐做调和就能够使汤头味道 更好。
So we know that salt is used for flavoring, can make soup taste better.
那盐也是用防腐的，可以让食物保存更久。
And salt also can be used as preservative, can make food last longer.
所以换句话说，保持盐味象征活出见证。
So keep the salt salty, that means live out your testimony.
有盐的存在就可以改变环境。
So with the salt, we can change our environment.
所以我们也要努力活出见证，就想像那个改变环境的盐一样，来祝福我们的社区，来影响我们的社会。
So that's why we need to be like salt to influence our community.
尤其做主的门徒，我们要用如同盐一样，在社区带来影响，使周围的环境因我们的存在而改变。
So that's why we need to be salt in our community. To change the environment because of us.
Yeah, 我常常说一句话，但是我还是要再说一次，你的存在是对于别人有责任的。
So I often said your existence has its purpose, is responsible.
我们没有一个人是毫无目的、毫无就是毫无意义的，就是巧合碰撞就出现了。你在这里是没有意义的，不是这样子的。我们每一个的存在是都对于我们周围的人。都是有一份责任。
Yeah, don't you think that your existence is just coincidence, have nothing? But remember that your existence have its purpose.
但问题是，你有没有感觉到，因为你的存在而带来周围环境的祝福呢？
But the thing is, have others been blessed because of you?
作为基督徒，我们应当要经常被提醒，若我们愿意做主的门徒，我们就要自我要求。来活出一个能够容神益人的生命，这种美好的生命见证就可以带来环境的影响与改变。
So as Christian, we need to be reminded often that we need to live a life that glorify God and benefit men. Beautiful life testimony can bring changes.
倘若我们失去这样的功能或是目的，那表示我们就没有利用的价值，我们人生也失去意义了，甚至我们的结局就是无用，要被丢弃了。
If we as salt lose our saltiness, we become useless and will be thrown out.
这个严重性呢，耶稣在最后的结尾那里说，有耳可听的就应当听，这是多么慎重的一个提醒。
So Jesus reminds us that who has ear, let him hear.
盼望我们没有一个人将来是被丢弃的。
I hope none of us will get thrown out.
我们都听到这个信息，这么重要的信息，不能够被丢弃的。
And we all heard this important message.
但问题是，我们要如何才能够持续活出美好的见证来影响环境呢？
But the problem is how to live a life so that we can keep a good testimony.
事实上，有时候我们会觉得说，连我自己都很讨厌自己，是不是？
And sometimes we say, even I don't like myself.
更别说让别人喜欢我们了。
Not even mention to let other people like.
那怎么样能够活出那个见证？哎呦，活不出来啊！
And how can I live out a good life testimony?
有没有人觉得这样挫折的？
Has everybody?
只有一个，哎呦，其他大家都很好了。其实也并不是那么难。
But it's not so hard.
这好比葡萄树跟枝子的关系。
It's just like the parable of the vine and the
branches. 只要我们能够在主里面紧紧与主相连，自然而然就会结出果子了。
So if we can remain in the Lord, we can bear fruit.
而结出果子也就是象征美好的生命，那不结果子呢，就没有用处了，命运下场就是被砍下，扔在火里烧了。
And bearing fruit means good testimonial life. Without fruit will be cut down and thrown to the fire.
让我们一起来读十五章《约翰福音》十五章五到六节。
Let's read John 15. I'm the vine, you are the branch. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and then thrown into the fire and burned.
有人今天常常感叹说啊，教会哦，出去传福音好困难哦，很不容易哦。
So some people often express how hard it is to go out and preach the good news.
其实有一个主要的原因，就是因为世人看见基督徒除了上教堂之外，他看不到他们有什么美好的见证，甚至被绊倒。
But one of the reasons is.People see Christians as a group of people other than going to church, and there is no good life testimony, and sometimes they stumble.
这是我们必须要好好反省的。
That's why we need to think about
it. 有时候我们去传福音啊给人，但是他就会告诉你啊，某某人如果他是基督徒，那我宁愿不要信啊。
So we have such experience that when we go tell people the gospel, and then they say, if so and so is a Christian, I'd rather not be one of them.
所以我们要好好反省的。
So we really do need to examine ourselves.
但是我要告诉你，另外一方面，传福音很容易的，主要理由也是因为他们看到基督徒不一样的生命。
But on the other hand, I can tell you, preaching the good news is really easy because if they see Christians live a different life.
我过去侍奉主在美国超过二十年，每一年都亲眼见证好多人听到福音，接受救恩。并且受洗受浸归入主的名下。
So I've been serving the Lord for more than 20 years in America, and I witnessed many people led them to the Lord and watching them being baptized.
平均如果一年有30位，当然过去的教会比较大，都超过这个数字。平均如果一年有30位受浸的话，20年你可以相信多少位了哈？那20年来每一次我为人受浸施行浸礼，我都会要求他们做得救见证来分享。
So on the average, there will be 30 people baptized every year. In the past 20 years, you can imagine how many people. But every time after the testimony, after the baptism, I'll ask them to give a testimony.
那包括我们这里面，虽然我们人数比较少，每次受浸的人数，但是还是有这个得救的见证分享的。
However, we are a small church and we don't have many people baptized every year, but we still have testimony.
那你当你仔细听他们这些得救见证，我几乎没有听到说哦，因为这个牧师的讲道，哈哈，或者是我这个听到这个神学的这个比较啊，发现这个宗教比较之后啊，发现基督教最好，所以我要来信主了。
So, during the testimony, we never heard. I believe Jesus because pastor's preaching or because I compare theology and then decide Christianity is the way to go.
主要他们分享是他被一群弟兄姐妹的爱心所感动的。
But what we often heard is that they were drawn by the loving kindness of brothers and sisters.
我们常常听到这样的见证，一次又一次听到这些见证。
So we heard such testimony over and over again.
是不是呢？只有一个是，是哈。所以一个健康的教会就需要有健康的肢体，这些肢体就是成熟的门徒，而成熟的门徒就必须要活出这样生命的见证，可以让人看见的。
So a healthy church body needs healthy parts, which are mature disciples, who needs to live a good testimonial life.
约翰福音十三章三十五节，我们一起来读好不好
？And John 13:35, let's read together.
预备，请。那个相爱是可以被看见的。
So love each other can be seen.
也许你曾经为主火热过，但是曾几何时，你觉得那个起初的爱心就渐渐失落的，开始灰心冷淡退后的，对教会的参与度也不再热衷的，甚至有时候连聚会都懒得参加了。
So if you used to have the fire in your heart to serve God, but now it's grown cold, no longer interest in serving and even reluctant to come to church.
有时候觉得自己身上也没有散播出那种应当有的基督馨香之气了。
And feeling that you no longer have the fragrance of being a Christian.
这时候你也觉得自己好像不再保持那个应该有的那个盐味了。
And also feel like your salt is losing his saltiness.
那我告诉你，这是一个非常危险的光景。
And I tell you, it's very dangerous.
启示录对以弗所教会的责备，他说：“你若不悔改，你将要把这个灯台挪去。”
So in the book of Revelation, God warned the church in Ephesus that if they don't repent, he will remove their lampstand.
那这个警告同样也临到我们这些灵性退步的人，要赶快认罪悔改了，重新回到神的心意当中。
And also those warnings apply to us to repent and go back to God.
因此我们要提醒自己，永保盐味的方法就是要常常住在主的里面。
So how to be salty all the time? It's to be in the Lord.
你要借着灵修祷告，天天与主同行，你就能够亲自得到圣灵的力量与灵粮的供应。
Study the words daily and pray, walk with God, and he will supply you spiritual food.
那住在主的里面呢，也说明我们与他保持亲密关系的重要性。
So stay in him, also we can have good relationship with him.
你经常与主在一起，你就能够反映出主的荣美，你才能够活出主的形象，才能散发出馨香，基督馨香之气来吸引人。那不用喷香水啊，就可以吸引周围很多人来靠近你了。
So to be in the Lord, you can see His beauty and reflect His image and live a fragrant life, to attract others, not by applying perfumes.
因为当你带着能力，带着权柄。你的周围这些人会对你心服口服，会对你心存敬畏。
So, when you have the power and authority, people will respect you even with all.
他们会羡慕你的生命，他们会信任你这个为人，他们尊敬你，他们会爱护你，甚至效法你。什么事情都会谦卑请教你，还听从你。
So they will admire you and trust you and respect you.Love and imitate you, and they will humble themselves and will eager listen to you.
这就是永保盐味的一种生命，并且能够带出影响的生命。
So that's a life with influence.
这样的生命，你不需要拥有任何的头衔，你只要有神同在的大能，你就可以做到。
And then you don't need any lofty positions to do so. All you need is a power from God.
你会羡慕这样的生命吗？
Do you admire such life?
一个都没有。
Yes. 有。
啊？
会。
会啊，会。当你带着力量跟权柄， 周围的人会服你的。
So when you come with power and authority, and people will listen to you.
所以圣经上常常讲到权柄啊，那个权柄不是去管辖人的。你注意看圣经讲权柄，都是去得胜仇敌的，连鬼都服了你，这才叫权柄。
So the authority we mentioned in the Bible, don't think that's authority to control other people and tell what other people to do, but that's to fight with enemy.
等一下我们会有就职典礼，我们的理事虽然你没有被选上。但是你同样也可以有权柄的，信不信
？So later on we'll have installation of church councils. However, you don't have, you might not have authority, but you can do same greater things.
那个权柄是连鬼都能够服了你。
So the authority can even make, devils bow.
让世人看见你生命的见证，愿意服你。
And let people see your life testimony to, be willing to, to
这样的生命难道不能够影响这个社会吗？不能够改变这个社区吗
？So can such life really change the society? Yes.
最后我知道我们今年教会的主题大家都知道新的主题了，在周报我们看见会很辛苦的把它预备。我们看到我们今年的主题是什么？健康成长。
So we can see our this year's church goal is healthy growth.
凡是有生命的东西都必须要成长。
So everything with life will grow.
那教会有生命，所以教会也必须要成长。
And church has life, so church will grow too.
那请问教会是什么？是这个 building， 这 building 会自己长高吗
？So what is church? Is this building?
不是的，教会是一群被呼召出来的门徒的之集合。
No, church is a collection of group of people who were called by God.
所以我们在座的每一位，我们都要必须要不断的成长。
So everyone needs to grow.
当我们成长的时候，我们就会有成长的喜乐。
When there's growth, there's joy.
所以，我们不是做主门徒，不是整天愁眉苦脸啊，唱着十字架，我要苦啊苦啊。我们应该经常保持心情愉快的。
So as disciples, we should not have a downcast face, but be joyful all the time.
因为一个灵命成长的一个门徒，一定可以经历诗篇第一篇第三节那里所描述的那一幕。
Because if you have growing spiritual life, you can be as described in Psalm.
我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read together. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf doesn't wither.
你看这样的生命啊，这就是长进的生命。因为这样的生命不但是可以向上建造啊，有更上一层楼，可以向前迈进，可以征战得胜，也可以向内茁壮。活出见证，这不正就是耶稣所说那更丰盛的生命吗
？So it's a growing life, like building a tower, like going to battle, and like salt. So live out a healthy testimony. Isn't that the fullness of life Jesus was talking about?
这样的生命不就是我们世人所称羡的生命吗
？Isn't that the life people admire?
我们教会从今天开始，我们要迈向一个新的旅程。我们今天有选出新的理事同工，会正式的就职。
So from today, our church is on a new journey. Our new council members are all in position.
除了我们今天有新的年度主题，我们周四的查经，还有周五的团契，我们也都有新的进度。
So other than the New Year's goal, Thursday and Friday's Bible study, we have new developments also.
都是刚刚好查完这个过去的，不是我们计划，都是神刚好配合，刚刚好查完我们过去的这进度的。
So it's God's timing.
那这都是神为我们的成长做预备。
So that's preparation God made for us for us to grow.
盼望从今年度的第一天，就是今天开始，我们都一起来追求长进。我们彼此激励，我们互相扶持，直到我们都能够活出一个喜乐丰盛的生命来荣神一人，好吗
？Hopefully today is our first day in the fiscal year, so let us all eager to grow, encourage each other to experience the fullness life to glorify God and benefit man.
好，让我们一起起立来回应这首诗歌。
Let's all rise.
知道我们是基督徒，是因着爱。我们在。